previously on the Morphin Grid.
We start off at the evil Last Supper. There's also like a hooded figure. Rita hears Diva Talks being like, I blew up the Power Rangers. Ha ha ha. And she's like, did you, for real? Did you do that? Are you messing with us? And she's like, I kill them. I'm the best. And Rita like blasts at her and misses and hits this new mysterious babe who we will find out in a minute is Astronema Elgar.
Elgar, who's like, that's Astronema. She's probably the next queen of evil.
Dark Spectre. And you may remember Dark Spectre because he looks just like Malagor from the Terp movie. Dark Spectre has Zordon plugged in like a 9-volt battery.
It's weird. He says he's draining Zordon's power, which is true. That's fine. Gone? At some point, somebody says when his power is gone, there can be no more Power Rangers.
Yeah. They do a toast and they go take a drink, except the hooded figure. He ain't drinking. He's a spy!
Goldar rips the cloak off of him.
And it's a Red Ranger. Astroglider Hang 10, and he jumps on his space surfboard. A spy knows my plan. Like, someone go get him.
Yeah.
Astronema, you're my new favorite. You go. And she's like, oh, totes, done. So then we cut to the ship that the former Power Rangers were
on. It's a shuttle.
Alpha is also there, and his speech circuit is fried. They see a giant spaceship coming at them. The front opens up. And a tractor beam comes out and spins them around. So it docks, and they get out, and they get onto this big ship. And then the Red Ranger opens the doors and stops.
Because I think at first TJ's like, what's up? And so he runs off.
They give chase.
Alpha seems like he recognizes.
Like he knows what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this Red Ranger just fights them.
This giant ship shoots lasers at the Astromega ship. He hits a button that locks them in this room with Alpha. One wire from the engine gets, like, dislocked. The other Rangers run up to the engine room. TJ hangs off the side, and he grabs the plug, and he plugs it back in.
Oh, those guys weren't lying to me. Like,
they crash onto Jupiter. Deca's like, Astronema has landed also.
And then he, like, rushes to the exit door, and TJ stops the door.
Yeah, like, bare hand stops this door, and he's like, we're coming with you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 252, Power Rangers in Space, episode 2, From Out of Nowhere, part 2. A lot of twos going on.
Last episode, a lot of ones. This one, a lot of twos. Let's see if the pattern continues. It aired February 6th. Nope. There, that's gone. 1998. It was written by Judd Lynn and directed by Jonathan Zacher. Same pair as last time. Oh boy, did they do a lot. Judd Lynn is just putting in the work this season. And I think for a lot of seasons to come.
Did you say this aired February 6th?
Yes.
Today is February 6th.
Weird.
We are recording this episode on the 19th anniversary
Weird. Of
this episode.
Ooh, wow, that's weird.
A lot of weird things going on this week.
Yeah.
What a weird overlap, like coincidences.
By the time
that.
This comes out, if you listen to Pokemon World 2 United, it will have been up for a week and change. But we accidentally put up the episode of Pokemon World 2 United where Mewtwo is
mentioned
on his birthday, or well, around his birthday.
Yeah.
So, which is also today, February 6th.
This is crazy.
Crazy. Is this cursed? Is this podcast Babadook now?
Oh, no, we got Babadook.
Oh, crap, we're Babadook. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along, and you should, because In Space rules. You just need Netflix or the DVDs, which are both pretty easily acquired.
Yeah.
Through means.
If you only are going to watch In Space for some reason, maybe Netflix is the cheaper option. You can get a month free, knock it out, then cancel it.
Yeah. But also, like, Netflix got, like, a bunch of stuff on it.
There's, like, a few shows and, like, some movies.
There's a couple good movies. There's a couple shows. I am currently 2 episodes into Series of Unfortunate Events. It's very good. I've only been able to watch one at a time, about 3 weeks apart from each other. So there's that. But yeah, it's going to be pretty good. So Netflix, sponsor us. I won't read what you tell me to, though.
No, but we'll talk about you like this, but better for longer.
Like, better for longer, and like we'll mention like cool things. So anyway, are you ready?
Didn't you say a few episodes ago, by a few, I mean, that could be any number of episodes ago, that we were never going to have sponsors?
Yeah, I did. Look, Netflix ain't gonna sponsor us.
That's true.
Nobody's gonna sponsor this garbage pile.
Oh, 100 people maybe listen to this show.
Like 100 and like consistently 150.
Look, if 100, we'll say 100. I like to aim a little low.
Okay.
So I don't want to be disappointed.
Right.
Let's say 100 people listen, and Netflix is like, ooh, that's, if each one of those 100 people subscribe, that's $1,000 a month.
That is true.
Netflix.
This presupposes that there are people left on the planet that do not have Netflix.
And all 100 of them are our listeners.
Let's go watch the show.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's rock it. And we're back, and we just watched From Out of Nowhere, Part 2, Zero RKOs.
None.
Not a single one.
Not even, like, Randy Orton passing by in the background or anything.
No, nothing. Disappointed.
He's pretty young, right? Randy Orton? How old?
He's in his 34s, 35s.
So he would have been, like, sub-20 when this came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. JoseJakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and probably some other places. And if it has a rating system, you should give us the best one. I mean, give us whatever you feel.
Give us your honest
Your honest opinion.
Yeah.
But just give us a rating in general.
But also give us the best one.
Yeah. Look, if we're asking, why not ask for the most?
Oh, please.
Well, thank you. Please and thank you in advance. We really appreciate it, and it helps us out a bunch, especially iTunes. It's the only way, it's not the only way, but like it bumps us up some weird algorithm, so like more people can see it. So that's cool. That's more people listen to this abject horror show.
I wouldn't say that this is a horror show.
I mean, I think some of Turbo got into horror show
maybe a
territory.
Little bit.
And Space seems to be off to a good start though. And finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. That's where you can go and support the show. If you kick in a couple bucks a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and we really appreciate it, and it helps us a bunch. So please consider doing that. I'm going to try to that's it. That's where you can find us. That's all the stuff. I'm going to try to not do it at the end.
Okay.
Spicing things up around here.
I feel like it's easier to get, I think I said that last time, it's easier to get out without it than it is to get in without it.
Yeah.
At least where we are now in our careers.
Yes. So I think our hashtag brand is pretty strong at this point.
I think so.
You've heard it about 500 times. So yeah, it's Friday, so we're not going to do any emails or anything. I don't think we have anything or tweets.
I don't
or
think
anything.
So.
I checked, but I think we covered it all on last episode. So we're just going to jump right into it.
Sounds good.
All right. We start off where we ended last time with the Power Rangers running into the Quantron fight. There's a bunch of Quantrons. One of them is morphed. There's Red Ranger. Not one of the Quantrons. Let me go back. The Red Ranger is morphed. Everybody else is not morphed. And they're just like 20 does. They're going to get it.
Now I want to see a Quantron morph, though.
That would be pretty cool. Is that what the Psycho Rangers are? Morphed Quantrons?
Maybe. Because I know where she gets the power for them, but I don't know where they come from.
I don't remember anything except that they're awesome. I don't remember any of their origin stuff.
I won't spoil that, but it's pretty baller.
Cool. I'm excited. I remember like the end of every one.
The only one I actually remember is Pink. The other ones I'm like, eventually they're not there anymore.
Yeah, so the Power Rangers take care of the problem at some point. But they're not doing great. They're not morphed. The Red Rangers doing fine, holding us up.
Well, this time they're doing okay. I mean, they are getting knocked down and beaten around, which is like, their body's just going to be so tender.
So sore. They just got out of an explosion like an hour ago.
So I feel like maybe if this was after a good night's sleep and they weren't just blown up, like, they'd probably do it a little better.
Yeah, I don't know. I think after you take that night, your body, like, gets, like, sore and all your hurt kind of comes out.
Oh, maybe you're
out.
Right. I guess, I mean, if they were 100% and not recently exploded,
yeah, they would be doing
much better. But they are getting pushed around.
Yeah, they do this thing where, like, they get knocked down, but then They give back up again.
Yeah, you're never going to keep them down.
No. But they, like, help each other up, and they, like get back to back, except for the Red Ranger, who's, like, a loner. And, like, we'll talk about that more a little bit later. Yeah. And I really kind of like how that – the arc of the episode. But then Cassie's like, Red Ranger, watch out. And he – because a Quantron's, like, sneaking up behind him with his, like, Star Trek bat lava attack thing.
Yeah.
And he just turns around and punches him up the gut. And he flies away and lands.
He hits him like a few times. It's like a good combo of moves. It ends with that uppercut.
Because he lands
like
and
up the sternum.
Yeah, it's good one.
Yeah. Ashley, when they were fighting, got some good licks in on a couple of the Quantrons, too. She was like...
Did she?
She was hitting hard. She need one right in the face.
I was very impressed with her last season of her fighting. Yeah. So I'm glad to see that's continuing. I guess I must have missed it. But
I just want her to be like a more street fight, like Krav Maga style fighter.
Yeah. Well,
like...
she was throwing arm bars. She was throwing hurricanadas. Yeah. Like, that was awesome. Get more of that in there. The best part about this is the Quantron lands. I almost called him Perantron. The Quantron lands, and a bunch of other Quantrons like swarm him to help him up, and they'll start patting him on
the head.
They
pat him, dude, you did real good.
They're like, you did great. He's a Power Ranger. What are you gonna do, man?
Yeah, and then they leave, and I do like they're bad guys. We're not supposed to have any sympathy for them, and I understand that. But I do like that they're also buddies.
Yeah, they give my sympathy a little bit.
At least they're a team, and it's not just like a series of individuals.
Yeah, which is really great because they're just like silver and black.
Yeah.
Like alien robots.
but just like rubbing them on the head, like, yeah. Oh, atta baby.
Oh, why did the NWA have to steal Tim Storm from us?
I don't know.
Bunch of rudos.
I hate them every day because of it.
So they're all like hurt, but they're okay. And Andros, spoiled it.
That's okay. They spoil it in the opening anyway.
Yeah, he's in the opening.
If they did that last time because I wasn't watching the opening that hard. But it's definitely like, here's Andros the Red Ranger.
I think after they leave, we go to the theme song and then we come back and they're like dusting themselves off. And they're like, oh boy, fights are harder without powers, huh? And then we will come to know him as Andros in like a second, but he depowers and he's a human. Obviously.
Is he?
And then Ashley does this crazy, very not human thing where she goes up and she like pokes him.
Well, at first she's like walking up to him like inquisitively. And she, Tracy Lynn Cruz, the actress, portrays this with her arms crossed and like a finger on her nose.
Yeah, like she's,
She doesn't say it, but you can still hear her going,
Yeah, it's also like, really sexual.
She's definitely walking kind of sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like surveying him like he is meat.
It's that two-tone long hair, man.
Drives the girls crazy. In 1998,
that's what got him. That alien hair.
So she pokes him and she's like, you're a human.
You're a human. I can tell that all of you is human by the way your shoulder feels.
By the way that you feel. And she's like, yeah, I am. And she's like, you're not from Earth, are you? And he's like, lots of places have humans.
Like, he says that like we're supposed to know that. That's like a running theme in a lot of space shows, is that like, we're a bunch of dummies.
We're the...
Because we don't know about anybody else.
And Alan, I do apologize. We are the Alabama of the universe. Because, that is kind of the thing. Like in Hitchhiker's Guide, they're like, oh, this idiot. Crap, we got a human, like, it's from Earth. Yeah, everyone's just treated like a bunch of backwater hicks.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I'm from a space colony called KO-35. Like what? What's the deal? What's the problem here? And Cassie is real cool. She's like, hi, I'm Cassie. We're the Power Rangers.
Right.
You know.
I think they all introduce themselves. Yeah. TJ reaches out to shake his hand, and it freaks him out.
Yeah, he's like,
Because they don't do that on KO-35.
No, they, like, fist bump there. But eventually he shakes hand. Also, during this time, Ashley is standing very close to him, and she's thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
She is a parched.
She's thirsty, and Andros is a very tall drink of water.
You think that's where the expression comes from? You think that's
no,
because
I feel like thirsty is a newer thing.
No, but I think thirsty came about...
Oh, from tall drink of water?
Yeah, like,
maybe.
You think that is the through line, I guess? Listeners, write in with your thoughts. He does eventually shake TJ's hand. He's like, I am called Andros.
Right, because nobody on KO35 says my name is.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
They have no Slim Shadys.
Here's the thing. We have to have a like, statistically speaking, there's got to be a couple English, like British listeners. Statistically. Sure. I know we have some on Pokemon World Tour. I don't know about this show. If we do, the weirdest thing that I have noticed about, like, our dialects is that we will say people are named, they will say people are called.
Right.
Which is weird to me.
That's also the way it is in Spanish. Like, the way you say my name is directly translates to I am called.
Okay. I guess I didn't make it over.
No, I guess not.
But
or we just were different because we were like,
no, it's rebels. Soccer. Eat it.
Soccer. We have names.
No metric system.
We're going to measure with our feet, damn it.
It's this many long. It's 3 tootsies long. So Andrews goes back to the ship. He walks away to go back to the ship. And Cassie's like, walks up to Ashley and pokes her. She's like, whoa, you're a human? And she's like, I didn't know. I love that they're making fun of each other.
Because Cassie is definitely like, whoa, take a drink, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Like take a step back. Fan yourself off, like.
Hopefully there's cold showers in the mega ship.
They go back inside, and Anders kind of gives them the skinny on, like Zordon is being drained, but he's very powerful, so it'll take a while, and, like.
And he's super nonchalant about it.
Yeah, because they're like, well, if we can't go to Eltar, we got to go to the Cimmerillion planet or whatever it's called.
Cimmerian.
And he's like, he's not there anymore. And I'm like, how would you know that? And he's like, well, I was just there.
Yeah. And like, so that little dinner table was the Cimmerian
platform, I guess. Maybe there's a bigger planet underneath it that we didn't see. But they're like, well, we got to help. Like, we're Power Rangers too. And he's like, you're planetary rangers. What do you know about space? So this presents a big problem.
Yes.
Does that mean that, and I fully believe Zordon would do this, that seeded some other planets with Power Rangers?
Well, okay, so the Power Rangers that we watch are a set of planetary rangers. I'm going to go ahead and say the alien rangers, also planetary.
Right, because they protect Aquitar.
Andros is the red space ranger.
Right, so he patrols the in-betweens.
All of space.
Right. I don't know if we ever find out how he got his powers.
But they all get their powers from the Morphin Grid, right? Yeah,
you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, we're doing our part.
Yeah. You can send your...
So I don't... Because I was thinking maybe like a planetary ranger will get their powers from something on their planet.
Right.
That Zordon tapped into, but it's all just the Morphin Grid. So I don't know, it's vexing what he says.
Man, I hope the movie explains it. I hope they go into detail about what the Morphin Grid is in the movie.
Jake. They do talk about the Morphin Grid in some of like the social media stuff, I think.
Do they? They also
we're getting a lot of free press.
Thanks. We hate your movie. Well, I do anyway. I don't want to speak for the podcast. And I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you for sure. I hate everything I've seen so far. But we also did get Rita Repulsa taking over the Twitter and saying, hey, Naughty by Nature, with a name like that, you'd be great on my team.
And just
so maybe let's take a grain of salt for the social media stuff.
And just like tweet f***ing Edward Cullen. So I don't know what that was about. Look, all I'm saying is they mentioned the Morphin Grid.
Well, let's find out. March 24th, we're going to find out one way or the other. So he's like, you're a planetary ranger. What do you know about space? And they're like, well, nothing. But we know about being Power Rangers. And he's like, whatever. And he walks up.
He climbs up the ladder. They're in the engine room.
Yeah.
So he climbs up to the top platform of the engine.
And he's like, let's do a test. And it just turns on. It's a big furnace is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's like a space furnace. And it turns on. He's like, good engine. All right. And then this whole time, I forgot to mention, Carlos is trying to fix Alpha. It's not going great.
Because they're all outside after the Quantron fight.
Yeah.
And then I guess they all went inside. And then everyone but Carlos went back outside.
Or Carlos went inside and nobody else did.
Well, there was definitely a fade of them like walking off the camera, I think, into a commercial or something. Or maybe that was into the opening.
I think it might have been into the opener. But then it was like a in-time fade.
Right. So I think maybe this is like a little after that.
Maybe.
But maybe also only Carlos went in. I don't know.
I don't know. Either way, he's been trying to fix Alpha's speech pattern.
Like that he's bad at it.
Yeah, because Deck is like, connect node 34B6 to nodule A40, terminal 46B or whatever. He's like, easy for you to say. You know how many there are in here? And she says over, like, billions. There's billions of terminals.
Yeah, there is.
It's a junk number. And he's like, that's a lot. Like, that's too many.
He's looking in there. If there is that many in this little compartment in Alpha's back,
you would never be able to put anything together.
You would never be able to see what one's what. No. They would be impossible to label because they'd be so tiny and so close together.
Yeah. You'd basically just have to, like, hope. Yeah. I hope I got
it. So he just has, like, this sparking screwdriver remote control get up and he's just like zapping inside of Alpha. He's like, yeah.
He's like, I'm trying.
This is what Billy did.
It's usually how it worked. Justin made it work this way.
Well, actually, they never met Billy. No, Justin. This is what Justin did.
So,
oh, we have a whole set of Rangers that don't know Billy now.
Yeah, and they only met Zordon one time. Andros like walks up. He's like, hey, let me do that. And he brings Alpha over and he's like, what's your mission? And he like does something and Alpha starts going through these bunch of different voices. And the mission is basically to help the Power Rangers to protect the world.
Every other voice that Alpha goes through is better than the one he lands on.
Yes. There was, I like the second one, which reminded me of one of the fairies from the Mystic Knights of Tirnanog. it was just like a nice little girl voice. And I was like, oh, let's go with that. Instead, we got, I'm pretty sure it's a Digimon voice.
It could be, for sure.
Digimon was like a Saban, like the voiceover, like the American dub was a Saban project. So like a lot of voice actors went between the two.
Okay.
I want to say it's Kari, who is one of the Digidestined.
Right.
But I'm not going to stake my reputation on that.
I
don't know.
I see what they're doing. There was probably a backlash to Alpha 6.
Yes.
And this is a more serious season anyway, so they want to steer away from goofy.
I don't know. How accents. Great would it be like, yo, Rangers, Zordon's dead.
Yo, Andros. He's getting long time no see, bro.
He's getting all his blood drained by lava. We gotta get him.
He's getting a lava infusion in his tube.
I would love that. I miss Alpha 6's yo, voice already.
And so, I do too. This voice is not a good one, because they're trying to go closer to the Alpha 5 voice.
Right, but they couldn't just get, I think his name was Richard Horowitz.
They can't just get Daggett.
Yeah, they can't get Daggett. He's got that Angry Beaver's mind now. He's wanting to do his Power Rangers.
And this one is just, it's grating. It's a little grating.
Yeah, it's not robot-y enough, I don't think.
No. There is definitely a filter over it, but it's only set at like 5%.
Yeah.
And it's just a little screechy for me, I guess. A little high-pitched.
See, I'm okay with it, but only because I am dead certain it's a Digimon and I'm used to that voice. Like, if I wasn't, I could see this being, like, a really bad,
also, they
voice.
Have, so far, we're only two episodes in, but they have given up all pretenses on giving this Alpha a number. This is just, Alpha 6.
It is, the same body.
But they only call him Alpha.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they never really called him Alpha 6 before.
That's true. But it just feels like it's like a, let's just drop the number.
I feel like Deka should refer to him as Alpha 6.
How do I delete this? Alpha 6.
Alpha 6. Andros is like, he starts to walk away and they're like, where are you going now? He's like, to make sure the shuttle can get back to Earth. And
right, because I'm sending you home.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of you. And they're like, oh, crap. We cut to him under a console in the bridge and the doors open on Ashley, who is on a mission. Like,
yeah.
She looks like she is like there for a purpose.
oh, she is.
Yeah. So she walks up and she's like, you don't like accepting help, do you? And she like reaches her hand to like help because she's trying to get out from under it. There's like more talk. But the point is like, he doesn't like accepting help. And like,
he's a loner, Ashley. A rebel.
And so he stands up, the other Rangers come in, and he, like, walks past Ashley, who, again.
Because I feel like she extended her hand, and he didn't take it. I don't think
he didn't,
took
it. No. He, like, well, to be fair to him, if she would have helped him up, he would have definitely bonked his nog on under the console.
That's true. Well, she could have pulled him out and then up.
Right. So, but yeah, he, like, deliberately, like, gets away from her hand.
He just doesn't understand grabbing hands. It's not a thing they do at KO 35.
It's fist bumps or nothing. TJ says goodbye. He's the only Ranger that says goodbye because they're all like, man, you know, like,
right.
we all feel the same way. And so
they are like, because they get outside to the shuttle and I can't remember exactly what they're talking about, but they're definitely talking about going back to Earth and continuing to protect it and be
TJ,
Power Rangers.
TJ literally says, like, we have to get back to protect the Earth. Like, if we're, like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. It's like, well, we don't have powers. Well, yeah.
You don't have powers or literally anything to help you do that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, technically speaking, there's stuff on Earth that can give them powers.
That's true. The rad bug
gotta find it.
Still there.
Yeah.
They just gotta go to Billy's house, and then they can fly.
Yeah. Convince his mom to give him his car.
Just buy it. She'll be like, I don't know why it has this dish strainer on the hood. $500
$500 They're like, we can scrounge that up.
Yeah. Get to go to Lieutenant Stone and do some like juice bar work.
Some juice bar business. I think Lieutenant Stone and the juice bar is gone.
I definitely remember scenes in the juice bar. I don't know if Lieutenant Stone is still there.
I don't think it's Lieutenant Stone.
Because I know Bulk and Skull have a new thing going on.
Yeah,
this with
Professor Phenomenus.
Yeah.
I think it's the woman who played Laverne on Scrubs.
She definitely shows up. Now that you said that,
and it's like a tiki
all these
bar?
Memories are popping up.
I think that's this season. I'm pretty
but
sure.
Maybe this is a false memory, but I definitely remember Andros showing Ashley some magic in the juice bar.
I think it's the same set.
Okay.
But I think it's been like a tiki-fied.
Okay, it's got some like tiki torches in it.
Yeah.
Maybe like a lei hanging on the
wall.
Yeah,
there's like some hibiscus flowers.
Yes.
Yeah. Then they go, hey, where's Alpha? They're outside now. Andros has kicked them out and flown away. And they're like, where's Alpha? He was just here. He was just with us. I said, look for him. They spread out. They can't find him. And Quantron show up.
Yep.
Cut back to the ship.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, it's like he just disappeared into nothing. And then immediately Quantrons appear from nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like just a real good transition.
Yeah, it worked real well. But also like, hey guys, like there was a ship that flew away. Maybe he didn't get off.
Well, they said that he was with them. And I assume he just like snuck back on with Andros.
Right. But you would like...
But, like, Alpha's not nimble.
No, but you should also put together, like, if he's not in this... He's not fast enough to get out
no,
of
that's,
sight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he shuffles like Ozzy Osbourne when he walks.
Yeah, Zordon!
Zordon!
It's like, yeah, just like, maybe he's on the ship still, probably. So then we come back to the ship, and Andros is about to switch to Hyper Rush 3.
Yeah.
Going right past the first two. They're garbage. We don't need them. We're going to Hyper Rush 3. And Alpha shows up, like walks into the room, and he tries to reason with Andros, being like, you all have the same mission, you're all trying to save Zordon and the universe, just accept their help. And Andros is like, I don't want to, though.
I have a question about this, but I don't want to ask it in the risk of maybe spoiling something that I don't remember.
Well, ask it, and if it's a spoiler, people will hear a funny noise.
Is Andros a part of a team that died, and that's why he doesn't want to be a team again?
I don't think so.
Because he has all the other wrist thing.
He does. I genuinely don't know.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was just those two.
Yeah.
Maybe the wrist morphers, whatever they're called, draw the power out of the person in it, so he just has some backups.
I don't know.
So, like, if his broke, he'd have another one. He would always be the Red Ranger, because that's, like, who he is. He's a Red Ranger.
Right. I don't think that.
I don't know.
I don't like that. Maybe he just, like, didn't get around to it yet.
He just doesn't trust it anyway.
Yeah, Zordon's like,
you
need to get a team. Here's your morphers. And he's like, yeah, sure. A team. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then he just did it. We get a montage of everybody being nice to him, except for Carlos, because Carlos didn't talk to him basically at all.
No, he just like kind of said hello and then went to work on Alpha.
It's like TJ extending his hand and Cassie being like, we're all in this together, and Ashley trying to like help him up.
Yeah.
And then nothing for Carlos again. I kind of turned a corner on Carlos though. When he was fixing Alpha, I was like, you're trying at least.
He's trying, but he's not like suddenly good at something he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do it.
No.
He couldn't figure it out. He tried, but he couldn't do it. And I liked that a lot.
Yeah, that was real good. So then he says, Dekka, turn the ship around, and we get a shot of Alpha fist pumping.
He like, like when Tiger Woods makes a good shot, he does that like fist.
When he does a good golf,
hook.
He does that like, Tiger Woods. I assume he says his own name like that. So then we cut back down to the Rangers, who are not doing great. They're getting properly beaten up this time. All of the Quantrons, it's like 2-1, and they each have them by like the arms holding them back. And Astronema shows up. My girl. What was Astronema's hair color this episode? It's still purple. It's still the purple wig.
It's still that same bad purple wig.
That's It's not great. In the daylight, it's much worse than on the set. But it's fine. It's fine. She's still real pretty and just hammy enough.
Yeah, there's a shot later, and I want to talk about it now because I think I've figured out the problem.
Okay.
She does fine when she has other people to work with and play off of.
But when it's just
her? But when it's that black room and she's just like taking cues and acting, she's not great.
She's pretty bad. but when she has people that she can like play against, like it really
worked. I think it worked really well when she was talking to them.
And I think this, I'm just going to guess, probably Melody Perkins' first acting job.
Probably. She does okay, and a lot of that overacting stuff just comes across as arrogance, which is exactly what Estrada was trying to give off anyway.
I love that she is like the same amount of hammy as Diva Talks, but just in a totally different way.
But like 100% more actually evil.
Yeah, and like competent and evil and like good at her job. I just love her so much. I'm so excited for this season because like her arc is the best arc in Power Rangers that I have seen, which admittedly is not like a ton, but it's my fave. The sky opens and Asarama's like, oh, gotta go.
Before she left, she asked Cassie. Well, she asked all of them, but it was in Cassie's face. Like, where's the Red Ranger? And Cassie's like, I'm never going to tell you.
Yeah, you can't. I'm a Power Ranger.
And so Estrada was like, well, if you're never going to tell me, I have no use for you. And tells the Quantrons to destroy them.
Destroy them.
And then the sky opens up a big hole.
And I thought, like, the way it's played, because she's like, oh, gotta go, is like, that's what's going to kill you. It's like,
yeah.
Like, they're going to throw you into
that's
space.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But then the Astro Mega Ship swoops down through there.
Swoops down. It shoots all the Quantrons off, which lets the Rangers run away because a giant death beam blasts out of that hole in the sky.
Yeah. Is that... Oh, that must be from the Dog Bull ship then. I didn't put that together.
Must have. I don't know. Or she like opened a wormhole and fired a laser from somewhere else in space.
Yeah, something.
And just like into the wormhole that came out on Jupiter or wherever they
are. Right. Yes. Jupiter, maybe Mars, who knows?
It didn't look like Mars, no Mars I've ever seen.
No, hashtag not my Mars. No. Anders runs up and he gives them all morphers and he says, let's rock it. But he doesn't say it as the morph call yet. He just says it as like...
He's telling them to rock
it. Telling them to rock it. And I kind of like that. I like it better as the morph call, but I kind of like this first time being like, we're feeling it out.
Yeah, that's fine. What I don't like is that he pushes, was it 335?
335.
But he doesn't tell them what numbers to push.
Well, I mean,
he's standing in front of them with his back to them.
But it does, like, the morpher does say out loud 335.
But I imagine it says it as you, like, when you push three, it goes three.
Yeah.
Oh, and they just
heard
it.
And then they heard it, and then they did it.
This morph sequence
is not what I remember.
Is bad. It's stupid, right?
I don't think... I don't think bad. I think stupid.
Okay. because it's just it's a headshot of the Ranger with their eyes closed, and they open their eyes, and then it just cuts to like a spinning
them
cruiserweight classic breakdown of the Power Ranger,
and then they get morphed, and then it zooms back into their head and their helmet. They have this like globe thing on top of their helmet, and it just shows like a piece of technology.
I can't remember all of them. There's like, one of them's a laptop, one of them's a cell phone, one of them's a camcorder, one of them's like maybe a CD player.
Oh, with a wacky CD player. And the other one is a Zune.
Zune.
Those didn't exist in 98.
No, maybe it's like a regular camera.
A pager? It's probably a pager.
Oh, probably. 1998? I bet it's a pager.
I don't know if Artley has watched yet. I know Ross has been watching Mega Ranger. Someone help out. What's up with that head business?
I don't know a lot about Mega Ranger, but I'm pretty sure I've read at some point that it's like a technology. It's not necessarily a space season as much as it's a technology season. So I guess they all have computer powers.
Computer powers? Look,
I hope they just go in the internet and fight. That's what I hope it is.
I mean, there's an episode that we'll get pretty soon called The Craterite Invasion that kind of hints to that. So like... I don't know. In the meantime, please tell us what up with those head things.
Yeah.
What's up with the camcorder and Ashley's head?
Space tries its hardest to not bring any attention to the weird parts in their heads. Like, they want you to believe it's just like a black circle in the helmet.
Yeah. I have no idea. Man, I'm so... someone tell us. Please, someone tell us. So, also, I do love that their eyes are closed, but they're also, like, looking down, if that makes sense. Like, they're, like, a little bit leaning down, and their eyes come up, and it's, like, smolder. Like, like entangled. They also just, like, know what weapons are theirs because they're morphed, do some fighting.
Well, and I think as soon as you morph into a ranger, and I know this is, like, a really cheap cop-out, but, like, when you morph, you get the knowledge of that ranger, right?
I guess.
So, like, you know, when, you know, you have to morph first. Like,
right.
But as soon as that suit comes on you, you just, like, know everything
this
about.
This is how I do my job.
Yeah, like, you know your weapon, your Zord, how to work it, and all that stuff.
With one exception, and that is when Tommy did have to look in the manual.
Well, that's also...
In Turbo.
Tommy, canonically, is a dummy.
He's an idiot, yeah. So Anders is like, Spiral Saber, and does, like, this spin move and has a Spiral Saber. And then Carlos is like, oh, let me try that. Lunar Lance. I hope
if he just did the motion and spun and then got the weapon without having to say it, it would have been fine. But him just knowing the name of it does bother me a little.
Unless he, like, made it up and it just, like, the morphin energy was like, all right, this is what I guess a Lunar Lance would be? Like, I don't know. So then they all do that. There's the Star Slinger, the Satellite Stunner, and the Astro Axe, which does not get its own special spin call.
No.
He just has it.
He
and
just
is like,
hacks
wow.
somebody up with it, and he's like, man, this Astro Axe is incredible.
Please buy this toy.
TJ has a great, the Astro Axe.
So they beat him. They beat him back, and they run away. Like the Quantrons don't die. They run away again. And then Anders is like, Astronomer won't give up that easy. Then they, like, run back to the ship. So I think this is when we get some, like, a rumble or something. I don't actually remember why they went back on the ship. Maybe they're just like, oh, we know what's coming. Like, the bulldog ship is coming back. And when I say bulldog, I mean literally, like, a dog with bull horns.
It looks like one of the, like, the dog demons from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, one like Zool or Vince Clortho.
Yeah. It looks like one of those, but a spaceship.
With, like, ram horns, I guess. Yeah.
Which is weird, because I think Astronom was on that, but I guess she isn't.
I guess not. Or unless, she wasn't,
she
bailed?
Like, yeah, she just ejected.
Yeah. So they run back onto the ship, and Alpha is trying to, like, jailbreak. What I forgot was the secret box, the box with all the secret
codes. The code box.
Yeah. And I was like, is he just trying to, like, jailbreak his iPhone? Like, what's going on? It's, like, plugged into the ship's deck.
Just wants to get those in-app purchases for free.
Yeah, I guess. Cheaty boys. Is that a thing? Can I do that? I'm not going to do that.
You can, but a lot of apps have, like, checks for that now. Yeah. That they'll, like, not work.
That's fair. They gotta get their $2 somehow.
That's right.
Dekka does a scan. The long-range scans are still down, but the short-range aren't. So Dekka does a scan, and they're like, oh, there's the Vince Clortho ship. Like, it's coming at us. It's like on our butts, guys. And he's like, well, shields up. Everyone grab something. Like, we're about to get hit. They get shot. Doesn't really do too bad.
He says everybody hold on. And so Carlos just, like, grabs Ashley's arm.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy, she's not stable.
No, she's not nailed to anything, no. Carlos. I think TJ and...
Look, I don't want to imply that Ashley's unstable, but, like, we saw the way she was coming on to Andros right away.
Right. Well, I thought you meant, like, she's not, like, a...
Well, no,
like,
but then I heard what I said, and right, I was like, right. Well, maybe there's a joke there. I guess it didn't land. That's fine. They're not all winners.
Sometimes, look, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
They get hit, and they're like, Alpha gets knocked down and drops the box. And he's like, oh, no, the box. And he's like, I hope it's okay. And he pulls it up. And he's like, it is. It's okay. This has the secret code to make the Astro Mega ship. And I just programmed it into the Astro Astro Megazord, rather.
He says it has the code, like the hexadecimal code in it, I guess.
Yes.
To combine your space shuttle with the Astro Mega ship to make the Astro
All
Megazord.
All part of Zordon's master plan.
Guys, look. I see what you're trying to do. But you're giving up information that doesn't need to exist.
Yeah, that's a neat idea.
Like saying, oh, it's Zordon's master plan. It's like, look, I know how the season ends, and that is not Zordon's master plan. That's like, that's the final...
I mean, it might be.
But that's the final decision is, hey, right. You don't have a choice, do this.
Yeah, but maybe, like, this would be real cool, like a real great, like, 10th episode reveal. Right. Like, oh, no, Zordon, like, gave Nassada the plans to that shuttle because he knew this would happen.
And
like,
that could be, but none of that is said. It's just Zordon's master plan is to combine your convenient space shuttle with
I think it's implied it's, like, to bring them together, like, these Rangers and Alpha. And we knew that we would throw Justin into the ocean at some point.
He's not in the ocean. He's with his dad.
In Stone Canyon, maybe? Who knows?
Over the still mountains? Angel Grove, I think. Because his wish was for his dad to be with him in Angel Grove forever. So now neither of them can ever leave Angel Grove. Because his wish came true.
That's the monkey's paw. They do the Zord sequence. The shuttle flies out of that little, like, James Bond...
nose of the megaship. Yeah.
There was like three James Bond movies that did that. One was a submarine. One was a spaceship. What was the spaceship one?
Moonraker.
You Only Live Twice. Moonraker was like, there's a space station and we're going to put all the beautiful people there and then we're going to come repopulate the Earth after we kill all the people.
Oh, so that's Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah, they got it from Moonraker.
It's even a laser. Like,
well, it's not a laser. It's poison, but it only kills humans. Oh, okay. They're going to release it
into
the air.
I'm thinking there's the Moonraker laser, which I only know about from GoldenEye 64.
That's in the movie, but it's only in one shot, and it's in the scene where Bond is getting his gadgets. Like, there's literally just a dude with a laser melting a dummy's face, and they took that and put that in GoldenEye.
It's a good weapon.
And called it the Moonraker. I never did good with it. I wasn't using it right. Anyway, neither here nor there.
You shoot the guys with it.
Yeah, I'm bad at that in video games. I had this problem where my bullets and my lasers only do like a cupcake throw amount of damage.
I feel like the thing with the Moonraker laser, and we've got way off the rails.
Yes,
but
we've lost the plot.
The thing with the Moonraker laser is that it's not like a super powerful weapon, but there's unlimited ammo for it.
Okay.
I think that's the gimmick.
Maybe it had a good fire rate, too.
Whereas, like, the golden gun is, like, super limited ammo, but instant kill, even if you shoot him in the toes.
Yes. If you hit him anywhere, boom goes the dynamite.
But there is a gold PP7, which is just like the regular pistol that, like, you start with. But each bullet is a gold bullet.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's, like, a super top secret weapon. I think I game-sharked that one.
Oh, I game-sharked everything in that. You know what my favorite one
is? It's impossible to unlock turbo mode without a Game Shark.
Like actually impossible?
Because, like, I could never do it. Okay. You have to beat the silo level in some, like, astronomically low amount of time, and I just couldn't figure out the trick, I guess.
I don't know. I've been meaning to watch a speed run of that game. I bet it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put on line mode and paintball mode, so, like, everything was real bad to look at, but then you put paintballs on it.
Right, that you could, like, psychedelic. Man.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. Just playing around with the Game Shark. It felt like God. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, back to Power Rangers. It Astronema says, and I quote, and I wrote this, and I hope I can convey it properly. The Zord comes together, and she says,
Before she talks, she does this, like, oh.
Like, no sound, but just that movement.
Yeah.
The movement that you would think that sound is accompanying.
But before she does it, it's weird, because I feel like it's supposed to be, like, we see the Megazord come together, and then we go to Astronema, and we're supposed to be watching Astronema watch the Megazord come together, but it's time displaced, because we've already seen the Megazord come together.
Yeah, so it's, like, so a second
It
too
hangs
late.
On her for a second, and then she goes, oh.
And she goes, that was impressive. Destroy them!
Now, this is the black room where she's a bad actress.
Yes. There are two astronomers. One of them
I feel
is
like
in front
all
of people
of those
that can act.
Were taken, like, every shot in that room was taken in, like, an hour. And they were just like, now say this line.
Here's a blue wig. Do these ones.
Now
well,
say
I mean,
this
at
line.
Least all the purple wig stuff was definitely done at the same time.
Yeah.
And she wasn't comfortable yet. I don't know. Like, it's fine. We'll get past it. She'll get better. I promise. So then they do, like, this, like, slice thing. They just, like hit one button. It's like, oh, the kill button? Kill him. The kill him button.
It's literally a win button.
And they like, rocket blast through and cut him, like, in half, and he blows up. And that's it. That's it for that guy. But then we cut back to the ship, and it's like, Andros just, like, explaining the ship. And he's like,
are there proper monsters this season?
I was trying to remember that, because I'm like, I know there's Megazord fights. What
right,
do they
but,
fight?
But first of all, this Megazord is only two things put together. It's not a whole team of Zords put together. They're not even Zords. It's just two ships.
Later they will get Zords.
Yeah.
I do remember and they're not great. They're kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the idea for this Megazord. I didn't at the time, but right now, I'm like, oh, I kind of like this.
It definitely works. It's just, like, very different from what we're used to so far.
Yeah, for sure.
And the whole season kind of carries that theme through it. It's very different Like, it's still Power Rangers, but, like, all the tropes are kind of played with.
This ain't your daddy's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I genuinely can't remember if there's monsters. I know like, Darkonda is there. I know, like...
Right, there's henchmen.
Yeah, there's, like, henchmen. And, like, I know they fight them. I know they have to fight monsters.
I feel like there are... Just none of them were very memorable, I guess.
I guess. I mean, we'll talk
but
about
them. There's not an awful lot of Japanese footage either.
No.
So... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens as we go forward with this season.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Now being kind of more tuned into, like, Sentai stuff after, like, having watched it and listening to, like, Super Sentai Brothers, just, like, being kind of more, not, like, aware that, like, it exists, but, like, having seen how things vary from one to the other.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have, like, kind of a closer eye on that. So Andros is explaining the ship, and he's like, Deka controls the life support system and all this other stuff. He's like, Deka starts, like, bragging about herself. She's like, I know 3,000 languages. I can do all this cool stuff.
Yes, Deka.
And he's like, yes, Deka, yes. And he walks up and he just hits two buttons. And he's like, and that's how you mute Deka. Then TJ asked, how do we go save Zordon? Like, let's do it. Let's do it right now. And he's like, oh, we can't right now. The ship's still damaged. We need to, like, repair it. It can't make a long range journey like that yet. And they're like, well, we could probably get some help on Earth. And you can see Andros go, like, help.
Earth, they're going to just, like, duct tape the megaship back together.
But then he's like, all right, yeah, we can get some help on Earth. And he's like, he kind of, like, comes around because he's part of a team now. Yeah. They're all in uniforms. Yeah. Like,
that's true. They all have their space uniforms on.
Yeah, get used to them. I like it, at least.
There is scenes on Earth where they're in clothes. Yeah. So it's not just, like, only these.
Yeah, so I guess what was Cassie wearing? Part one was, like, her raggedy... torn up. One of her sleeves is basically on by a literal thread.
Yeah.
And then this, which is like a khaki colored pant, two of them pants, and like a jacket that's like a little shorter than maybe it should be.
I thought it was gray. I thought it was like a gray jacket and pants.
Maybe it's gray. I'm bad at colors. Like, everyone knows this. It's kind of.
I don't know. Sometimes I see grays as like odd green colors, so I don't know. I'm also bad at colors.
Write in. What color is the jacket? It is a little shorter, though,
there
right?
It is shorter, yeah. Okay. It's not quite down to the waist, like, just past the ribs.
Yeah.
And there is, like, a patch on the breast of the, like, chest squares.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat. Yeah. I like how that ties into the uniform.
Yeah, same. And they got, like, the belt buckle... is like the rectangle with the V in it.
Yeah.
I think they have that. Or I guess maybe it's an
M. Whenever I look at that, I just see the back of an envelope. I'm like, oh, it's an email on there.
Well, yeah, that is what it is. But
on their
like,
belt.
It's like I just associate that with In Space. But then, and like their shirt is like their color. And I kind of like, I really like the uniform. I think it really works. It gives like this season like a weird feeling that like they're part of something real big now.
Yeah.
They're like,
they're not just uniforms. A Power Rangers yeah. team. They're like space exploration
yeah.
team. They're not just Planetary Rangers anymore, Jake.
They're Space Rangers.
They're Space Rangers.
They've been upgraded. They're moving on up to space.
To the space side.
So then
that deluxe megaship in the sky.
So then they say, like, Alpha's like, I can plot a course for space. And Deka comes back on. Well, Andrew says Deka plot a course for Earth. And Alpha's like, I can do that. I know where it is. And she's like, oh, it's very complicated. And he just walks up and hits the mute button again. And then he turns around and says, I plotted a course for Earth. And it's like, well, hold on. No, you didn't. The only two buttons you pressed are the mute buttons.
Yeah, that's all you did was shut Mecha.
Mecha?
Nope. That's all you did was shut Deka up.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Maybe we misheard and he said, like, now I'll do it, but I don't think so.
No, we didn't mishear. He said, I said a course for Earth is what he said.
Is he being funny?
Two things. No, because they go to Earth after. Like,
but is he, like, taking credit for Deka setting the course and he's like, I did it.
Oh, wah, maybe. Wah.
Ain't I a stinker? That's
no.
Alpha's new thing.
Oh, God. Oh, two things. Deka unmuted herself.
Right.
And then Alpha... Deka's whole thing was, it's super complicated setting a course. And then Alpha did it in two button presses that did a different thing.
Yep. But
that's
again,
weird.
I'm going to say that it was just him taking credit.
Yeah, because even if you mute Deka, she still can function. She just can't talk.
Yeah.
So she probably still set the course.
And Alpha says, like, we're heading home... And then we cut to Astronema.
Five of you are.
Yeah.
Alpha and the Rangers are heading home. Alpha's technically not even heading home.
No. He spent
it's like a summer home.
He spent like 10,000 years there. It's kind of home, right? I feel like at that point.
Right.
Then we cut to Astronema, who's like, oh, they're heading to Earth, are they? Well, we'll just destroy the whole planet if we have to. And then it ends on her being hot and malignant. And that's the end of the second episode.
It is.
So, Josh, you started, so I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is TJ being like, let's go back to Earth to protect it.
Yeah, we're
like,
we're the Power Rangers.
Still the Power Rangers. Yep. Still got a job to do.
Yep, I was going to say the same thing.
I'm going to say the worst is the Astronomous Black Room acting.
That is bad. I don't think anything else is really bad in the episode.
No.
Alpha's voice isn't good, but not bad enough to be a worse.
I don't hate it as much as everybody else seems to.
I will also give it to that Black Room acting.
It's just like...
I feel like we... relatively quickly evolve past the Black Room, but I might just also be blocking it out.
She does get her own ship with, like, because, like, what's his name? I should call him
Dark
Cybertron.
Spectre.
Not Dark Spectre. The
Ecliptor.
Ecliptor. That's his name. Doesn't say, like, I'm like the grid guy. Because, like, he's on there. I feel like she just, like, gets her own ship. It's not, like, literally, like, a close up of her with two Quantrons behind her.
Because right now she needs those henchmen to play off
She needs something. She's dying out here. And who the MVP, I'm going to say, is. Ashley, get it, girl.
Yep. She's got a goal, and man, is she going for it.
Yeah, she is laying it on thick. Like Anderson's from another planet, so like maybe he doesn't see it, but anybody else sees it.
Yeah. Cassie especially already pointed it out.
Yeah. Like, but that's it.
Thick as a pair of snow pants.
So good snow pants. Some L.L. Bean snow pants.
Right.
Guarantee for life. I almost started doing it. Not doing them. Not doing it. We already did it in the beginning. So next Monday, I don't know what the episode's called.
Crap, I just saw it. It was Save Our Ship.
Save Our Ship. Oh no, it's already in trouble. Uh-oh.
Astronomer did follow them. So.
That is true. So hopefully we'll get some Earth. I mean, we'll have to get some Earth stuff. They were headed there. I want to see Bulk and Skull. Where are my boys at?
And then after that...
is the Ninja Turtles.
Is the Turtles.
I gotta message Calvin, see if he still wants to record on that episode, see if he's good for that week.
All right.
Very excited about the Ninja Turtles episode. Because you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, I secretly love The Next Mutation. Because I watched it in my formative years when I didn't think anything Saban did was bad.
Right.
So I'm just like...
So it's just ingrained in
your
brain
like a thing in my head now. And I'm like, yeah. And like I know, like objectively, it's garbage. But like, it was probably pretty good.
Not from anything I've heard about it.
Well, no. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for this week. We'll see you next time with Save Our Ship. But until then,
may the power protect you.
And if you could try it again,
do you need a drink?
My tongue just like darted to the right. It's like it zagged on me.